From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is ESPN 97.5. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of The Big Show, The Usual Suspects. Rolling through another action-packed show.
You know, I told you guys at the break that I was going to take a selfie with
you
AJ's.
Did. Yeah. I saw it from the corner of my eye.
With AJ's headphones on, and I'm going to send it to him on Twitter. There's nothing like a selfie to remind you how ugly you are. Good Lord.
Nick and I are here for you every day.
Good Lord. I took the selfie, and then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, when you're young, take selfies. Take a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because as you get older,
they're going to look a lot worse.
Yeah, to remind
you. And you need to know if you're ugly or not.
You are halfway decent.
Yeah.
But you also need to know if you're ugly. I feel like that's something that's underrated in people, is knowing how handsome or ugly they are. You know what I mean? Like, I know what I am.
I do, too. I think a lot of people think they're, like, way better looking than they really are.
Yeah. Joel, for example.
Yeah.
I think that's a classic. Joel thinks he's way more handsome than he is.
Like, he thinks he's a 10. He's probably a 1.
Wow. You went 10 to 1. I was going to go 9 to 2.
Oh, but you're a lot. You have a heart, because you went from 9 to 2 and I went from 10 to 1. You're the nice guy.
I'm the sweet one. Yeah. Definitely. Mm. No, I just, like, I get what I am. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm about a 6. Like, I don't think I'm average at 5.
Joel, what do you think?
But I know that I'm no more than a 6.
Joel probably gives you a 2 or less right now, I'm guessing.
Joel would do me. I know he would.
I'm taking cutdowns from Nipplehead and the Brainiac, but yet now you guys are telling me what I think of you, and I haven't said a disparaging word about either one of you.
First of all, that's those true. Were two of the worst attempts at a cutdown I've ever heard. Second of all, it was a joke. You're probably, I mean, you're like, I'm a 6. You're definitely like a solid 3.25. I'm just kidding. You're like a 5.5, 6 as well, Joel. You okay. You think you're higher than a 6, Joel?
I haven't said a word.
There's no way.
I just let you guys roll like a barrel downhill.
There's no way you're hotter than a 6. That you can't be. We're all pretty much 6. Nick, you're like a 5.
I'm like, that's fair.
You're like a 5.
I was going to give myself a 6, but
you were going to give yourself a 6?
But thank you for ruining my self-esteem.
Take a selfie and then get back to me.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
Like, but one thing I noticed, I was like, why is my nose crooked? Maybe I am a 5. My nose is crooked. That's not right. How did that happen?
Did you break your nose?
I don't ever remember like breaking it. Like, I mean, I got hit a couple times.
He broke his nose?
No, and Muay Thai, I remember, you know, catching some nosebleeds, but never anything that was broken. I mean, when I was a kid, I rolled off the bed and hit my face on the nightstand, and I got a few scars from that, but I didn't think it broke my nose. So my nose just naturally grew crooked. That's not good.
So your nosebleeds really came from Muay Thai?
No, it was from all the lines of coke I did. While wearing Muay Thai shorts. Yes, from Muay Thai. I don't know. That's, yeah. And then I notice sometimes when I take, like, selfies, if I'm looking at the camera, I go cross-eyed. So then I'm sending out selfies with a gotcha eye. Like, one eye going in and the other one's still looking straight. It's strange.
You know what was weird, Nick, in Beaumont?
I don't know why I'm a 6. I got a crooked nose and a gotcha eye. I'm definitely a hot 4.
It was weird in Beaumont.
You're still a 5 and a half, Joel.
The ladies wanted us to take pictures with them, and then they were like giving us directions, like, now, do you know where the camera is? Are you looking at the camera? I'm like, I'm just looking at the phone. No, see? So then she takes the picture and goes, no, we got to do that again, because you weren't looking right at the camera. You were looking at the phone. I'm like, what does it mean? Make that big of a difference?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was Julia or Julian, the girl that took a picture with me. She was like, you can approve this picture if you want. I'm like, I'm fine. It's all right. Go ahead. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't. You know, I'm not looking. I get if she does it, because I know girls do that all the time.
What?
Like, they, you know, they have to approve the picture.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my wife does, too.
Nora won't even let me take pictures.
Yeah. No,
every picture that I try to take of Nora is just her hand covering her face. Like, you're an adult. Like, what is so wrong with, I just hate pictures. I'm like, really? Now, it surprises me that Lisa is like that because, well, I guess because she's on TV and she wants to have the best picture that's going to be floated out there possible.
No, not like that. She worries about other things I would never think about, like, you know, Taylor's first day of school. So I take her to school and her mom, I think, took a picture right outside the front door. I think I've told you this before.
I didn't realize the address
was behind me. And she's like, you don't know who's out there looking at this. You don't know if they could find Taylor's school or do this or that. I was like, wow, I don't think about stuff like
that.
I mean, I don't either. So I just take it down. And from that point on, I was just like, okay, from now on, you just post all the social media pictures of our daughter, and I'm just going to stay out of it.
Yeah, I never think of that. I mean, there's ways to find out where people live. So it's not like it's some big hidden secret. You know what I mean? There's always ways to find out. But I don't know. I guess I'm going to post this selfie. I just really wanted to do it.
Are you tagging AJ?
Yeah, I was going to be like, sports, just tag him on Twitter and see. But, yeah, that was just depressing to look at that. And then I got the gray hair going in the goatee. This is sad. My poor wife.
Just fermenting that goatee.
My poor wife has to look at this every day? Bless her heart. Huh?
I thought you were just fermenting the
goatee.
That's
too much maintenance. I mean, I care. Like, if I'm going to do, like, if I get new headshots for comedy or whatever, I'll throw some in there or something. But just on a daily, it's just you and me.
Yeah,
and Nora, she knows that my beard is gray or my goatee.
I mean, when Nora's got the choice between looking at that or looking at your ass walking away, she's probably taking the ass 9.5 times out of 10.
Okay, right. And I got a sweet ass. Don't knock it, bro. I know. I mean, it's no dog's balls, but I get. I
no
bet you guys.
What,
I bet
it's sweeter I get than the. I wouldn't even look.
I'm guessing you guys will check it out.
What? Nick will.
I would not. I would rather look at the dog's balls, for sure.
Okay.
So at least that's all out of the way.
All right, well, I'm going to post this selfie. Don't mind me if I start crying from all the hate I'm going to get on
Twitter.
Tell
AJ you warmed him up, too, because when we left the other day from Beaumont, he said that my ears must have been sweating because I warmed up the headphones he put on. Well, yeah, because it was hot as an oven on the deck outside in Beaumont, and then once he got into the middle of the show, I'm sure his ears were dripping with steam, too. It was hot out there. It was toasty. By the way, Fred wore a mock turtleneck.
What?
A black on the mock remote, turtleneck man. On the remote.
He got picked on by AJ
remote.
So much.
Did he? Oh, of course AJ's going to pick on his
fork. I don't know if it was a mock or a full-blown turtleneck, but either way,
let me tell
he
you,
had to be roasting.
If Joel shows up in a turtleneck to a remote.
I think Joel would know that. I think he wouldn't show up.
No.
I went, yeah.
Well, he wouldn't wear a turtleneck anyway.
But I'll say this. We had no idea we were going to be outside.
I had no idea. I thought I was going to be inside for sure. And it got hot, I want to say, in the second hour, like real hot in like the second hour.
They turned the fans off. They thought it was going to be loud, so they turned the outdoor fans off that at least were keeping us cool. And then we were like, whoa, we still got half the show to go.
Right. Matt on Twitter, Matt Joswiak, I guess is how you pronounce it. He's like, yeah, I just Googled image you. You're right. Like, my picture is on my Twitter, so it's not like I'm like been keeping it a secret. I have plenty of pictures out there, Matt. You could have saw it on the Twitter. The Twitters. Okay, yeah. Derek Carr out 2 weeks. Did you see this?
Yep.
That kind of surprised me. I thought it would have been longer when you hear... Didn't they say it was a fractured
broken back? Yeah.
A fractured back 2 weeks? That don't seem right.
It sounds like it's a lot, should be a lot longer than that. But
that and a bruised heart.
Yeah. And then the bruised heart for the guy from the Seahawks.
I feel like a bruised heart, I would be out for years. A fractured back, I would be out for a year.
A bruised heart, you're a week off and you're writing poems somewhere under a tree with a ukulele and then you're over it. But I mean, a fractured back? That sounds like that's like IR material.
Yeah, that's scary. So EJ Manuel for the next couple of weeks. What does their schedule look like upcoming? Who do they have? Do they start their, so they have, where'd it go? Baltimore this weekend, and then the Chargers next weekend, both at home. So that's good for them. Actually, they got 3 home games in a row, but then the Chiefs come to town October 19th. So at least the next 2 weeks, they're going to be without Derek Carr. And so you like their chances against Baltimore and the Chargers without him?
Baltimore for sure, and the Chargers will actually help them out to try and lose the game the way they've been going over the last year and a half. So, I mean, I don't worry about that. And by the way, if that game doesn't matter where it's being played, it'll be a Raiders home game because, man, did you see that?
Did I hear correctly that the Eagles outdrew them in their own stadium?
They guesstimated there were more Eagles fans than Chargers fans in a soccer stadium that only seats like 29,000
That's horrible.
They were like, there were more Eagles fans than Chargers fans. And when people were taking pictures, like we like to do, Nick, during Rocket season, the middle sections were either Eagles fans or empty seats. Mm. And you're trying to tell me that when you get a full-blown NFL stadium, we've talked about this before, USC, for their games, have outdrawn the combination of both the Rams and the Charger games combined from the same weekend. That means people in L.A. aren't digging San Diego and haven't quite grasped yet that their Rams are back. But at least the Rams are playing in the Coliseum, and they're still getting like 50,000, just not like the 80-some that it seats. But if you can't even fill up an MLS soccer stadium and you're the Chargers, that should send a pretty clear memo that you're not really wanted there.
Not only that, I mean, is football really wanted in L.A.? L.A. doesn't strike me as a diehard football town. It just doesn't.
But before the move, what did you hear? Like, even I was sold on it. I'm like, oh, this is a smart move. I mean, they're going to move to L.A., and they're going to generate revenue, and they're going to impact the economy. And
I think what you hear, though, is you hear the NFL saying, how do we not have a team in, what, the second largest market in the nation? How do we not have a team there?
Right.
And so they force the issue. Some cities are just not NFL cities. L.A. is a basketball town. L.A. is a basketball town because it's glamorous. You know what I mean? Sitting courtside.
Laker games forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's glamorous to be a Lakers fan. L.A. is a basketball town, and they're probably a baseball town second because of the Dodgers. And, you know, don't even count the Angels, but the Dodgers are a staple in L.A.
But
everyone from L.A.
from
I meet.
Perspective, and you're right.
Everyone from L.A. I meet is a huge Dodgers fan.
Yeah, and if you look at it, because Lisa spent a lot of her career in L.A., so she's a Californian. She really loves L.A. But I said, they're trying to be New York. Giants, Jets, all of a sudden L.A. thinks they got to have two teams too. They can't even get one team reestablished, coming back to L.A. after they started there. The Raiders did well there for a short period of time. But two teams in L.A., especially when you take a team that was like a rival that no one really cared for in L.A., San Diego, and now you're going to say they're going to be a part of the fabric of L.A., it just doesn't fly.
No, it'd be like the Rangers relocating here or something. You know what I mean? Or like when the Oilers moved, it's like getting another team. Yep. You know what I mean? Like it would be like if the Oilers moved and the Saints came to town. Now you've got to be a Saints fan. Nah, I think you're better off if you just started a new franchise as opposed to moving one from another city.
Rumors are out there now of the Chargers considering going back to San Diego. Would the league consider that because of the bad attendance? And the league said that is not on their plans right now to have the Chargers go back to San Diego. But you know that they got to be thinking about this because it's a bad look for the entire league. If you move a franchise and that's what you're drawing when it's supposedly the mighty, powerful NFL.
With all the people available in that city and they can't even draw, it looks like they messed up.
Yeah, this just in too, by the way, a change of schedule. Jake Kaplan really busy covering the Astros today, he said, because of the playoffs. I said better than the alternative and not covering the playoffs. So we understand he's going to cancel today. Join us tomorrow probably in the 1 o'clock hour around 1:15. So Jake Kaplan, the beat writer for the Astros for the Chronicle tomorrow. So we'll have him tomorrow instead of today. But other than that, a full show with lots still to get to, so don't go anywhere. We'll continue to roll on in just a minute, right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, where Nick has made a friend for life in Beaumont. There's no doubt that Donna Rogers on Twitter is a big Nick Sciarra fan. Nick, for all the hate for Beaumont, you were a star.
I don't know about a star. I just think the haters didn't pop up. They didn't show. They're like, oh, Nick is doing the show?
Yeah, don't give them a reason to.
Yeah, Donna said that she would like to have you included in the selfies. And that we should post daily selfies for the ladies.
Like I was encouraging selfies when we were younger. Now, we've all realized our ugliness on this program, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know what I
except for Joel.
To,
Joel hasn't acknowledged
every
it.
Day.
Joel
is
know
the
that?
One suspect that has not acknowledged his ugliness.
Exactly.
I don't have to because I, this is exactly
and he still
why.
Won't. Well, look
I
at
will
it,
leave
right
the
now.
Intrigue because of the fact that you guys on a daily basis do a hell of a job putting me down, so I don't have to.
There's no
to
intrigue. You can go to ESPN 97.5, click on the usual suspects, and see you in your real estate pose.
Boy. If I could verbalize the things that go through my mind on a daily basis, I probably wouldn't have this job, but I'd feel a whole lot better.
I don't know why I have my hands on my hips in that picture. It looks weird. It looks like I'm like, saddle up, cowboy. Like, I don't know.
That was like Brandon. The same way Brandon told me to fold my arms.
Yeah, it's the real estate pose, dude. I used to be in real estate. I took a picture like that. I know what the real estate pose is. When you fold the arms sideways. That's the real estate pose.
No, you know what it is?
Look at every realtor's
pose.
Look at every realtor's business card. It's the real estate pose. And I don't know. I did some buckaroo cowboy hands on the hips pose. I don't know. That's weird. We need to do new pictures.
Yeah, we for sure do.
Maybe what we could do is you and I can hold Nick like long ways. You know what I mean? Like
negative.
I'll hold his legs, you hold his
negative.
Body.
Nope.
And then we'll take a picture like that.
Nope.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Yeah, for sure, because Brandon was the guy going, now don't smile and give me the arms folded. And at the time, I was just like, okay, let's get the photo shoot over. Sure, whatever you want. And then I looked at it, and I was like, that's like, I'm seriously, if you look at that picture, I'm about to go, I'm the Texas Hammer. Hammered him for $150,000. I mean, I look like, I really do. I look like an angry lawyer.
Lamont said, boy, I see you rocking that salt and pepper. You're getting old, MC Search. Yeah, I know. I'm 43. I don't know. The hair's not gray yet, but that's why I keep it short, too. Got to keep it short. It hides the gray better. But, Lamont, I haven't seen any pictures of you lately. So, we're all on here. Well, Nick and I are on here admitting that we're ugly. I want to see pictures of Lamont.
Baby steps for Joel.
Joel could never, he'll never be able to.
I don't have to say a word because you guys both do a hell of a job saying enough for everyone involved every day.
Okay, I'll stop. Okay, just two of us are ugly. Joel is the handsome one.
Yeah, Joel's super hot. Joel is the hottest. Joel's the hot,
hot one. And again, you go from realistic to like completely blowing it out of the water with all this crap.
All texting, no tweeting said, I think it would be fun for the ladies on Twitter to rate the three of you. There you go. If Joel won't admit what he is, let's let the people do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all for it.
You we are should... all about, you are just, you're just a freaking,
I think
you're,
we're
you're
all
taking his role of the fire starter. You're the, you're stirring the pot today.
Sometimes I call to the bully for the righty. Give me the righty to stir up the mess.
I can warm up the bitch for you.
Bring in the shirara from the bully.
The B team.
That's right.
Or C team.
No, you're not the B team. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, I hate taking pictures, but that's because I'm wanted in three states. For what? Child support? What? I don't know.
You
wanted for.
Maybe you don't want to know.
Maybe I don't. You know it's really bad when the Blitz is a better looking crew.
That hurts. That right there hurts.
Ugh, you wrecked me.
Yeah, that one. That's going to leave a mark.
We could put all three of you together and you still wouldn't get to 10. That's probably
like
accurate.
Three threes.
Yeah, why don't you send a picture of you and not send someone else to try and make you look good. That's, again, where people take shots and they throw. Let's take a look at them. Let's see what you got going.
Yeah, text a picture. I want to see. But I would say I'm a 6, so that gets us close to 10. Nick's a solid 3. So Joel,
I just went from a 5 to a 3 in your world.
Joel, you being a 1.5 puts us over 10.
You go get Esme as a fair.
Oh, yeah. Esme's fair. She loves Nick. And
so there you
she's,
go, Nick.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Esme's the closest,
but she's
one,
too nice even to say anything bad
Esme,
to you guys.
No way, Esme.
She would be honest to rate.
Don't we have a female intern? She should rate us. Let's get her in here for next segment.
But we need like a mean one. You know who
she
needed?
Seems
Asteroids.
Like
Asteroids would probably be the.
Asteroids would
because
wreck us.
We killed her on the air.
Yeah. Well, no, she killed herself.
Well, that's kind of true.
Talking
too.
Stupid.
But I don't even think
you
she's
got
here.
Your girl from Sundays.
Belinda?
Yeah.
Belinda. Yeah.
She would be good, but she's never here.
She's too sweet. Belinda won't rate. Like, she won't be honest. I think old girl, I think she would be honest. What's her name?
I don't even know. Rachel.
Rachel. Yeah, I think Rachel would
be
honest.
We can get Rachel in here.
I think she would tell us the
truth.
Are
we getting Rachel in here now?
I mean, yeah, we can if you want.
I
don't care.
We only got a couple minutes in the segment, so we can do it next.
Let's bring her in next segment. She can rate us on air.
Okay.
All right, I like that. This is going to be fun. Finally, Joel gets a big helping of truth. I'm gonna be so pissed if she rates Joel the highest.
We're like, this is such a dumb idea.
Like, this is stupid. Barry's you're a liar.
Not a butt pimple, but he's the biggest pain in the ass on a daily basis. That's why weekends are so enjoyable.
I love you.
God.
I love you.
Yeah. By the way, the Rockets play tonight. People are upset that Nene is out tonight. Who cares?
Dude, really?
Who
it's cares? Glorified scrimmage.
Yeah. All these people. Oh, Lonzo Ball sprained his ankle last night, and if he was wearing his shoe, it would have been a bigger deal, but he was wearing Nikes. Who cares? It's the first week of preseason. Everybody's like, can't wait to see Melo and the Thunder against the Rockets tonight. For what, 3.5 minutes?
Yeah. El Jefe had a good question. We talked about the fattest sports stations in Houston. Uh-huh. We've already established that 97.5 is the fittest, mm-hmm. and all others are fat. Mm-hmm. But he said, who's the ugliest sports stations? That's a good question.
I think it's definitely 94.1.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was trying to think because I know like Clanton and 790. Clanton's kind of a ladies' man, right? Like he's kind of handsome.
Please don't get me started. No.
Ish, right?
Just ask him. You want to talk about someone? Just ask him.
Josh definitely not really good in the looks department.
No,
that's a negative. Yeah, I think Indy pretty handsome, right?
Who?
Indy Kalu.
I'd have to.
And Greg, I mean, ex-NFLers.
Yeah. Greg Cook's not all that handsome.
Greg's
Let's
got
be
salt
real.
And pepper for the
That's coo- true. The older, the he's got the Kenny crowd. Rogers going. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll give him that.
Matt Thomas. Thank God he's married. I was in the wedding. I'm just letting you know.
I don't know. I know, like, Cody Stoots lost a lot of weight at 6'10", and you've got the
yeah,
young.
Yeah, but he's not a good-looking dude. No.
Cody?
He's just younger.
Oh, I'd hit it. Cody?
Yeah, okay,
oh, I'd totally hit it.
I totally would not.
Let's see. I mean, like, I don't know. There's really not that many good-looking guys over at 6'10", is there? I think it would have to be
790. No, that one dude you're talking about. The one dude you're talking about.
Paul Gallant.
Yeah.
He's the young.
He looks like he just graduated from Texas A&M.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, that's
he looks
probably
like he definitely wears boat shoes and
he's
a sweater tied around his neck.
Boston guy. But you're right. You pegged him perfectly. He does look like he just graduated from A&M.
He would definitely wear a sweater tied around his neck. There's no doubt that
no
he would
question.
Rock that.
No question.
In a heartbeat. And roofie. He would roofie people. We're just spreading rumors about the other host.
Well,
I'm pretty sure he has roofied. He roofied me. I'll come out and say it now. He's roofied me before.
Meltzer looks like he just got out of a chemistry
I've never
lab.
Seen Meltzer. I don't know what he like. I could Google him. I would have to say that
He's probably, he's not a good looking dude, but when you compare him to the rest of the lineup,
yeah,
he's a good looking
so
dude.
So I would say 790 maybe first. Although, hey, listen, we might be underrated, not us, but our station, because Granato and Raheel are hot.
Negative.
What?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so wrong.
Smoke shows.
This is why no one should base anything about what you're gauging anything on.
Granato, did you see him in his eye?
We've done a bunch of dumb things on this show, but we're not going to start rating dudes, okay?
Yeah, we are. I'm doing it right
now.
I don't care. If what's his name can do that with that guy in the shower, why can't we?
Nope.
Huh?
Tommy Heinsohn?
Yeah, why can't we do that?
Because we're not like him in so many ways.
That's true. That is true. I would go 790 ESPN Radio, 610, and 94.1 in order of looks. I think that would be fair.
94.1 is the bottom?
Yeah. I mean, look
you
at
think
them.
790 is the best?
I mean, 94.1, not only do they have Warner and Palillo.
Right. No, I agree.
Patrick
with
Creighton's over
thing,
there. I mean, Nate, if Nate is the most
at
handsome.
At least he looks professional.
If Nate is the most
Nate's
handsome guy on your station.
Yes, 100%.
If Nate is carrying your station, you're last. At least every other station has at least one guy that is above a five.
You got,
you know what I mean?
You got Ted Johnson over there.
Yeah,
just like, but he's being dragged down by Sean and Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are not bookends of love.
That's true.
Put it that way.
That's true. Well, I mean, we did, but we're fair at least. We said we're the fittest. We're second when it comes to looks on this station.
There you go.
So I think at least we're fair and honest.
All right, so we've covered the gutter. Now we're going to get it back to the penthouse before the end of the show. We're at the midway point where we have 90 minutes in the rear view, 90 minutes still to go, and lots to talk about. So if there's something on your mind that you want to kick around, please feel free to join the program, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more in just mere minutes. Again, we are the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5. She made it clear, her lipstick can't be wrong.
summer is gone.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Halfway through the show, back on The Usual Suspects. Still got 90 minutes to go. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel.
Yeah, Richard Stites is rating us. I don't know if I'm good with this.
Yeah, because I think he got Granato as the best. Is he rated the highest, Granato?
Yeah, he gave Granato an 8.
Yeah.
Which I guess is accurate. And gave you a 7 and Raheel a 7.
And what did he give you?
This is stupid. I don't like his. It's dumb.
I got rated higher.
Yeah.
Because I went from a 5 to a 3 in your world. Okay? Just saying.
I upgraded because I went from a 1 or whatever and a 2 with you guys to a 4. So I'm excelling.
El Jefe says Raheel should rate us. No. I don't think Raheel. Well, he might do it, but nah.
Yeah, he might do it, but I don't know if we should.
This is from Richard, who was trying to get a t-shirt in a size large.
Do what?
Richard was on Twitter yesterday trying to get a t-shirt that he said he needed. Someone should send him a size large. I'm like...
But you can't say someone's fat just because they have a large as a t-shirt size.
No, because you can wear it like second skin. I mean, people wear spandex all the time.
Wait,
but you can...
You wear a medium?
No, I'm not saying I... I'm saying when you get into it, he's requesting a large. But some people like their stuff smaller, and it compacts everything.
That's true.
I don't know.
The end part is true.
I don't think I would wear a shirt that was tight if I'm big. Like, right now.
Okay, I'm not going to call the person out by name, but I have a friend that I worked with for a long time, and we used to call his wardrobe the Czechoslovakian weightlifter wardrobe because, you know, the weightlifters wear the really tight stuff. And he was a little bit portly, but when you wore the tight t-shirts and pants and stuff, it kind of, not completely, but it compacted it a little bit more. It looked like it was more like, I don't want to say buffed up, but at least,
I will agree that when you wear smaller clothes, you look skinnier than if you wear loose clothes.
Yeah, if your clothes are too baggy, then you look bigger. But right. If your clothes are too tight, it accentuates your fat lumps. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from experience. Like, that's why, I mean...
You're a good schmedium.
Yeah, I'm somewhere between a medium and a large, depending on where I'm at in my diet and if
Isn't
I'm running.
Isn't a schmedium like between a small and a medium?
Yeah. I'm more of a medium large.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't worn a small in a long time. But I've got shirts right now that, you know, I mean, I'm 10 pounds from where I was at one point when I was doing this show that I haven't worn because they get too tight and then they show off the love handles and all that. So you got to be careful. It's got to fit just right. All right. Our daily question guy has a good one, I think, today. Guys, what would be something you would make illegal just because it pisses you off? And what would be the punishment?
Slow lane changing.
Man, you didn't hesitate.
Yeah. If you take 15 minutes to change lanes, you should get a ticket.
You're going to jail.
You should get a ticket.
Mine would be crunching food. It's my issue. But yeah, Joel's mad because I said something the other day where he was crunching his granola.
But I have to explain your own rule. That's what I'm saying.
Look. It just said the question is because it pisses you off, and so what? I don't get mad at my own crunching because it's in my head. I can't hear the exterior crunching in my head, but listening to somebody eat a bag of chips, I want to strangle them. Like my wife is like, "Hey, I'm going to eat some chips," and she knows to go in the other room. It's a thing. I don't know why it is. There's actually a word for it, but it's you can't stand to listen to people crunch. I would make that illegal. You would do serious jail time if you crunch your food. I don't know. What's yours, Joel?
Like, the thing is because to Nick's point, the other thing is people that do what you're talking, the slow lane change, but then they don't signal. You know, it's like
worse.
I said, or you use the emergency lane to pass people on the highway. But those kind of things, like
the emergency lane, I appreciate his gutsiness. because I'm that guy. Like I,
oh, I know you are.
Like I might build the courage to do something like that, but you know, the slow lane changing, you're just, or if you're going like 50 miles an hour in the left lane, come on.
Like again, without giving any names to incriminate the people who think they're innocent, mine would be when people call you out for things that they don't follow themselves. So for instance, like, I'm trying to do this the best way possible without getting myself in trouble. But the thing is like telling you not to do something, and it's, I'm not using you as an example.
Oh, I feel like that's exactly what it is. But that's okay, because I get it.
I'm trying to not use my wife as an example, because my wife would say, give me an example. And then when I give an example, it's like everything that I'm not supposed to do, she does too, but it's okay when she does it. But I mean, if you want to use the crunching example, the fact that you called me out on the crunching, but yet you crunch too. But like you said, but you don't realize you do it because.
No, I didn't call you out. I said when we were doing our prep and you were eating, I was like, hey, I'm going to go in the other room. It's not you, but I don't like the sound of people crunching their food. So I didn't call. It wasn't that I called you out. I just don't like to be around it. And
it's like farts, though, right? That's the easiest way for me to use the example without calling out who I'm really calling out.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like farts. You don't, your own farts don't bother you, but everybody else's does, right? So some of the things that bothers you, it may not bother you when you do them. Right. I get that. I don't know. So what was yours? You've named a couple. What is the one thing that you would?
It would probably, I think more than anything else, it would be something to do with drive, with, because I get a lot of road rage that I've been told to curtail now that I'm a father. But yeah, I mean,
it doesn't surprise me that you get angry in traffic.
Oh my God!
Not at all.
You know, like at the state fair when you do the hammer thing to ring the bell, how hard you hit it. My steering wheel could be like the launching pad. I punch my steering wheel so many times.
Yeah,
with just idiotic drivers driving me nuts.
Mandy said I'm nerd hot. I don't know how to take that. I don't know what that means. I think that's pretty much a six. Like I said, right?
Yeah, I think females are attracted to nerds. Yeah.
No.
I mean, you are an IT guy.
Was.
So you are kind of a dork.
Still are. You're kind of the pseudo guy here. When they need someone, they just go right to you.
Yeah, I am. But I'm not nerdy in a way where I'm like, I love Star Wars. I can't wait till this new comic book comes out.
Yeah.
Just because I made a living in IT doesn't necessarily mean I was a computer nerd, does it?
Well, some people might view you that. Yeah.
Okay. I'll own it.
Yeah, people view like IT guys as smarter than the average person sometimes.
Okay. I mean, I am smart, but that doesn't make me a nerd.
No, you deceive everybody. I'm just saying people view IT guys. I didn't say you in particular. I'm just saying IT guys.
Okay.
There's a reason why they call them the Geek Squad. On the Best Buy does that?
Yes, that Geek is squads, the Best
they got
Buy.
A bad I mean, that's just the label.
All right.
Adam wants to get in here.
Yep.
He just wants to completely flip the script on us.
Good.
What's right about Texans?
Shoot.
Remember when I called in the first week of the season and I said R-E-L-A-X?
Relax.
Aaron Rodgers thing, I get that. I don't remember you calling in, but I mean, you call in quite a bit. So, all right, just break it down for us.
Yeah, I just basically called and everybody was losing their mind about that Texans beat down by the Jaguars. And I was like, look, it's what happens. They're slow starters. People are just getting back. Like I said, J.J. Watt, you know, this was his first game in almost a year. So he's, you know, going to be a slow start and the defense can be a slow start. The offense, you know, was halfway, you know, the quarterback was pulled. So, I mean, the number one guy now didn't have all the reps. So I was like, just relax. Don't lose your heads. It's going to be fine.
Okay. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of fans that were saying that. That's the reason why we probably, to be quite honest with you, a lot of fans, and there were probably some of them were delusional Texans fans that said, oh, relax. Don't worry. It's just the Jags. They'll bounce back. And that's the problem. I mean, that's why not one person sticks out, I think, in that dynamic.
Well, it would be different if the Jags had won every game or just lost a game, but they haven't looked that good this year, other than the one time that they put an ass-whooping on the Texans.
And the way
we also talked
and the Patriots,
this.
Well, I mean, they kind of got credit for looking good again in that game.
Yeah, well, then they just did the 44 to whatever.
The Ravens in England.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about this.
But the Ravens aren't good. They aren't a good
team.
Besides
Lamont, who picked the Jaguars to beat the Jaguars, by the way, to beat the Texans?
Barry did.
No, I picked the Texans, even though, yeah. I was.
It was you?
Nobody.
No one did.
No one.
The only person like worldwide, Dan Patrick's show, called out Lamont.
Oh, no, you said the Jaguars would win the division.
I said they would make a wild card. Yeah.
Playoff team.
But, I mean, again, they're not – Blake Bortles is Blake Bortles more often than not. He wasn't against the Texans. He wasn't against the Ravens. But for the most part, they're just not a great football team. Defensively, they should be. But they've had their ups and downs. But, yeah, I mean, when you get – Adam was right. You know what I mean? But I don't know that anyone was panicking.
We weren't folding up our tents and calling it a season. We were just but we were pretty shocked and disappointed by what we saw based on expectations.
I tell you what, once you drop that one and you start looking at the schedule, I think I ran through and was like, "Well, they may win 6 games this year." And they still might. You don't know.
That's what I was going to say. We're only at the quarter point. So you got 3/4 of the season still to go, and yeah, things are starting to look a lot rosier on Kirby, but you still got a full schedule to go, and let's not forget, you know, you did drop that game. That's a home divisional game to the Jags. You got to come back and bounce back with some tough games on the road.
Struggled against the Bengals, a bad football team. You struggled against them. You look terrible against the Jags. You turned it around against the Patriots, and you looked untouchable against the Titans, but, I mean... Again, it is a long way to go, so I don't know. Good call, Adam. I mean, good call for you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ben tweets in, I would eliminate people using the phone and checking out at the register. I think if you guys want my final end-all be-all, it would be someone not driving correctly because the phone is in their hand or at their ear. If you don't have a Bluetooth and you can't talk or take care of business through the Bluetooth, stop letting it affect what you do on the road. You guys have heard me before. I'll go that route for my final answer.
I like it.
There you have it.
All right, guys. We all know that Houston was hit hard by Harvey. And after the devastating storms in this city and the surrounding areas, the Gulf State Homebuyers is out there and they want to help. They want to help the community. In fact, when it first happened, they reached out to me and said, hey, we're doing a drive. Can you help us promote it? They were out there gathering supplies for people in need, and that doesn't stop there. They want to continue to help the community. And so they're offering up their service to you guys out there that may have to make a decision. When you're dealing with Gulf State Homebuyers, first of all, you need to know that you're dealing with a company that for the last 2 years, 2016 and 2017, won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau. What does that mean? It means you're dealing with a great company that you know you can work with and that's going to work with you. Now, you might be looking at your house and you're thinking, look, I flooded. I don't know if I want to fix this up. Do I spend the time and money to fix this up and risk it happening again? Or do I sell it and move on? Well, you're not going to know unless you can find out what you can get for that house. And that's why I want you to call Gulf State Homebuyers. 281-717-6100. Call Gulf State Homebuyers. Let them come out. And they're going to give you a free, no obligation, cash offer evaluation. So they're going to tell you how much they'll give you for the house. You take that information, you look at how much it's going to cost to fix it up, plus the risk of living there again through another flood. At least you have all the information to make a good decision that's right for you and your future. Again, no obligation. You get them out there, they're going to help you. 281-717-6100 is Gulf State Homebuyers. Attorneys, title companies, in-house staff of professionals ready to help you. Set 281-717-6100 or visit them on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you, and together we will keep Houston strong.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost 2 in the books, 1 to go, but plenty more of the big show as we continue to roll on, kind of doing some housekeeping and checking on some of the social media. I've never heard this one before, but Brandon on Twitter says, when I step on a piece of gum, I want to murder someone.
Yeah, that's
a bit excessive.
I always hate that.
It is a problem.
Yeah, don't spit your gum out on the concrete.
Especially in a parking lot, jerk.
Especially in Houston, where it's going to heat up and get extra sticky and hard to get off.
A lot of good ones coming in. Ben said, I would eliminate people using the phone and checking out at the register. Amen. Amen to that. TJ, people who cut in line. I mean, all right. But that's not like...
Where are you on long line to exit highway the card that stays the one lane over and then gets right up to the exit and then just slides
it all the time.
The Nick Sciarra.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Or where are you on the guy that?
What I'm saying. So you guys do it all the time. Are you okay if someone does it to you?
Oh no, hell, no.
Absolutely not. No.
Oh no.
That's Houston driving.
No,
that's
dude. Just like
so. That's solidified hypocrisy.
Yeah, this is what you driving, were talking about earlier, where people that do stuff hypocrite. But get mad yeah. when it's done to them.
I can cut you off. You cut me off, it's on.
That's right. That's how driving goes. That's. I feel like that's like part of driving around here. Like you do all these bad things, like getting up and merging at the last minute.
Yep.
But if I'm up there and you're trying to merge at the last minute, no, player, we're not. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope, you need to get behind me.
Like, I do that like every day.
No,
I do that literally every day. No, I do it all the time. So if someone does it to me, it's like pat on the back, congrats. I'm okay with that because I do it. You guys are the opposite. Like, that ain't going to fall.
I ain't going to lie. I've let it go a couple times, though.
It depends on my mood, I think. Yeah. If I'm in a good mood, eh.
You're kind of right. I mean, I have let it go sometimes.
But if I'm in a bad mood, oh, hell no. I would make it illegal for my girlfriend to take 2.5 hours to get ready. I like
Boy,
that.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
The guy at a right turn only red light that wants to that waits until the light turns green to turn right. Yeah.
I was just about to say that.
That's a good one.
That's Ryan.
I can definitely do that.
When my neighbor visitors park in front of my house, that was from Kansas City, Jack. Yes, I hate that.
What now?
Our neighbors will have pool parties and they'll line their cars up in my grass and it pisses me off.
Well, I'm going to be grass? Like in front of your house, but if it's on your grass, that would piss me off.
Well, we don't have curbs, so.
That's right, on the farm.
Yeah, so it's just, you can just, it's right there, but I've seen like, you can tell where old people in our neighborhood live because they put big rocks, those big landscaping rocks, they'll put them all along the perimeter of their property so that people can't do that. I don't want to resort to that, but I will if I have to. I'm going to put some I don't like that. I hate it when people heat up leftovers at work. It never smells good.
There's a lot of people that have work microwave kitchen rules because of just what you said, because if someone heats up like fish in the microwave and it stinks up.
That's why I rarely
office.
Use the microwave.
Yeah, I don't.
At any place I work.
Think about
You know, one thing I won't use is the ice maker. Oh, God,
negative.
No.
Oh,
no.
Never use the ice maker. You will die. You will die.
What's been in that microwave at work? And no one cleans that thing.
But see, my wife is like that. I'll use the microwave. I don't care. I'll warm up. Like if I bring my like Weight Watchers meals, I'll warm them up in there. I don't care because it's got plastic over it. But I just, yeah, like, I don't know. A couple more. I would probably outlaw women's shirts. Okay. Well, that's one thing to do. People who put their phone on speaker. Oh, I hate this. People who put their phone on speaker but still hold the phone up to their mouth while driving. Just because it's speaker, it doesn't mean you're hands-free. That was from Eric. Dude, I hate that so much. I always see people where they'll have it on speaker, but they keep it up to their mouth. It's like, just put it to your ear. You're still holding it. That makes no sense to me. Seraphin asked, can I get a shout-out for his birthday? No. Just kidding. You just did. Happy birthday, Seraphin. He said, also, Bear, you're still not following me. I don't know what that means.
People
on Twitter?
Yeah, when people follow you on Twitter, I've learned this, they expect you should follow them too, and if you don't, it annoys them. I've heard this from others as well, but I'm not going to get into it.
I'm not following a lot of listeners. I already follow a lot of people, and it clogs up the timeline. Honestly, if I could just unfollow everybody at once, I probably would. But I just kind of leave it. Yeah, I've not been following a lot of people. As of late.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just learned that. A lot of our listeners get mad. Dr. Dre on 290 was one of them. I just completely forgot about it. I didn't even think about it. And he lost it on me. And then when I finally did follow him, when I realized I wasn't, then it was like he made this huge deal of it. And I was like, I didn't even realize it. But there's a lot of people that are like that.
Adam has one more good one. I know we got to get to Jerry, but Adam has another good one. The a-hole that speeds up to get in front of you just to slow down and turn right.
Yeah,
that's a big one. Yeah, that's
that
called doing the Sciarra.
Home.
That's called doing the Sciarra.
Yep. I mean, I'm not going to deny it.
Good. You can't.
Miguel said the loud biatch in the movie theater that won't shut up should be killed. Well, either that or the one that in the movie theater that insists on texting throughout the whole movie. So the light is as bad as the fact that they're not watching the movie. That can be a problem, too. Oh, by the way, one person that everybody should follow on this show because it's a no-brainer is Jerry! Whenever Jerry calls, we have to get Jerry in because Jerry is a suspect. Jerry, what's up?
What's up? Barry, don't be so hard on yourself. You're a solid 6 for sure.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. That's what I said I was, so I wouldn't be hard on myself.
So, yeah, when you guys started, I was like, all right, let me see what people look like. And I'm like, Nick, you're not a bad looking dude, but the funny thing is, like, your facial hair is like nothing connects. So it's like your mustache is like an island surrounded with like five vast oceans of face.
What? Your mustache?
Like, his mustache is like out there by itself. It's all thin. There's a huge gap.
That's great. Jerry, you're very GQ-ish, so I guess we can't really knock you. You've got that GQ smooth look going, so good for you.
That New York thing with extra hair gel.
It doesn't matter. Joel doesn't matter because Joel's wife is really pretty, so he could be. You could call him ugly all day because he's like, whatever, I won.
That's true.
It doesn't matter to him.
He has outkicked his coverage. Right? Yeah, no, it's true.
I am the Ray guy in that regard. I'm gonna punt my way to the Hall of Fame.
Go for it, dude.
I've outkicked my coverage.
Can I just tell you real quick? I'm gonna rattle off what I hate because I was drinking the Haterade all
day. Okay, go.
I'm gonna blow them out. Ready?
Go. So,
Joe Buck, Ryan Seacrest, Flo from Progressive, Ronald McDonald, people that don't watch Game of Thrones, people that do watch Game of Thrones, people that write checks at HEB. That's really annoying. People that hate people who chew out. Definitely hate those people.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. Yes. I like that
and
list.
People that don't wear socks at the airport. Nick.
What?
What about people that don't wear socks at the airport and then wear their wife's shoes because the wife's feet are hurting?
I dropped out. Sorry, I didn't hear it. I'll let them comment.
All right. Hey, we're up against
the guy at the gym. The guy at the gym that doesn't wear the towel. Come on, bro.
Yes.
I hate that.
Yes.
Go away, you troll. Go back in your locker, you little freakazoid. Go away.
And they're usually really old. It's always the old guys that just walk around naked.
Dude,
it's Tommy Heinsohn when he's checking out.
There was a dude, real quick, there was a dude at LA Fitness standing in the mirror, butt naked, slapping himself with a towel. I was like, I don't know what. I still don't even know.
He was slapping himself with a towel?
I don't know. He was talking underwater. He was drowning at that point.
Yeah. You cut out a little bit there, Jerry.
I heard him say slapping himself with a towel.
That's just weird. That's why I don't like going to gyms like that. We used to go to the 24-hour fitness on Westheimer. Me and a bunch of guys, we all worked at Cisco Foods, and we would go work out every day. And there was always this old man that sat on the bench, butt naked, reading a book with his legs open. Not even like closed or crossed, like open like a catcher. And it's like, dude, why every day? Why are you like this?
Now, I've told you guys this. You've seen my gym, okay?
And
it's downtown. And they're remodeling it now, thank God. But forever and a day, they had one of those massage chairs, leather massage chairs. And the old guys would sit there and fall asleep in it, vibrating.
Oh, no.
With a towel on. And about 5 minutes in, they're asleep and the towel's off. And then they're sitting there, spread eagle in the recliner for a good half hour. And everyone that walks in, is the first visual you get is Grandpa Walton with his jewels shaking, sound asleep in a recliner. And you're going, what the? And then they're putting their bare ass cheeks on the chair. And everybody's like, can I get next? No.
Ugh, that's so gross.
Hey, real quick, at the bottom of the hour, Ben Ryder of Sports Illustrated would join us 3:30.
Nice.
Central, 30 minutes from now.
There you have it.
Cool.
All right, Lamont, hang in there. We got to hit a break at the top of the hour, and then we'll get back to this in just mere moments. So we'll back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.